Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Walter and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. Is it okay if I ask you a few questions? I'm not going to take too much of your time. We are conducting a very short survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your answer will keep maintained confidential. Now, does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Now, are you 21 years old and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know there's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or you will probably not vote?
I'm going to vote.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. Are you white, African-American, Asian, Native American, mixed race, other, don't know?
Yeah.
African American?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask you your age?
I'm 40.
Okay, 40. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and the Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, 0 if it's not important at all. Now, making college more affordable from 0 to 10, is that important to you? Somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, so what will you give them? 6, 7, 8, 9,
10? I said 10.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
10.
Improving kindergarten through 12th grade education.
10.
Reducing substance abuse in our communities.
Reducing what?
Substance abuse, drugs.
Oh, same.
Okay. Do you believe the health outcome in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities? Better, about the same, worse?
Worse.
Okay. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
About the same.
Okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two, okay? Opioids and fentanyl, cigarettes, marijuana and other cannabis products, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, alcohol, vaping, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, or other?
Heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, and fentanyl.
Okay. You could choose one more. Opioids and fentanyl, cigarettes.
Yeah, opioids.
Okay. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
So I agree.
Okay. Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Oral nicotine pouches.
Repeat that.
I want to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Oral nicotine pouches.
Okay.
Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not familiar?
Somewhere familiar.
Okay. Heat, not burn tobacco products.
What's the heat?
Yeah, heat, not burn tobacco products.
Somewhat.
Okay, electronic cigarettes or vapes?
Somewhat.
Okay, I'd like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. Now, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? More government restrictions and bans? Cost of smoking has gone up? More education and anti-tobacco advertising? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market?
I go with the third one.
More education and anti-tobacco advertising?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more. The statement B. The federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. Statement A. The federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risks to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Now, which statement you choose? Statement B or statement A?
They're about the same to me, both of them.
Okay, so give me one, A or B?
I'm going to go A.
Okay. Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Okay, and would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Is it much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat less harmful, much less harmful? No difference.
No difference.
Okay. Okay, we already at 70%, okay? We almost done. Now I am going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each uses. Hello? Puta. Me colgó.
Thank you.